We have a special guest right now, Hugh, who's going to join us on the hotline from Atlanta United, Julian Gressel.
Julian, good morning. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. Good morning. How's it going?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So how does it feel to I don't want to say finally get that win, but to get, you know, get those points after that disappointing loss to FC Dallas?
It felt good. I mean, you know, you obviously want to rebound quickly. I think saying that it's kind of been in my career, I've heard a bunch of times, is that good teams don't lose back-to-back, and you kind of rebound quickly after a tough loss. And we were able to do that, and obviously to get us right back on track.
Julian, your thought process on what happened with yesterday with Ronaldo, of course. Everyone's talking about the big news. I know a lot of people thought that it was forthcoming after nine seasons, of course, with Real Madrid. But from a soccer standpoint, just how big of a move is this? And obviously more than likely here for the MLS All-Star Weekend on August 1st.
Yeah, that's obviously going to be exciting that he's going to be here for that game. But, I mean, in general, I think it was. I could kind of see it happening. I mean, obviously there were a lot of rumors and stuff, and once they got a little more concrete and then some other sources, just helped out with that. You know, it's kind of just knew it was coming. But I mean, it's big for the soccer world. I think obviously he's one of the best in the world, and to make a move like that after such a successful stint at Real Madrid, to not go to Italy and try to win some trophies with Juventus is obviously incredible, and good for him. I see if he wanted to do that move, then obviously great for him that Real Madrid kind of let him go and kind of let him pursue his personal things that he wants to do.
Midfielder Julian Gressel joins us here from Atlanta United. They got Seattle coming up this weekend. The Sounders pregame starts at 1:30, kick right around 2 o'clock, and he joins us right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I think it's really interesting the fact that people here in Atlanta are really taking this team under their wings and absolutely loving you. The games are sold out. You guys are super successful. You're bouncing back whenever you need to. And at the same time, with the World Cup going on, just what kind of buzz is there in the soccer world right now?
Oh, there's a big buzz. I mean, the World Cup is special. I think you only get it every 4 years. It's still a bit strange for me to kind of play at the same time here, because usually when you're in Europe, it's just the World Cup, you know, that's it. And there's nothing, no other leagues going on. But, I mean, it's a cool thing like we have on Sunday where there's going to be a huge party to watch the World Cup final in the stadium. And then after that, we're going to come out and hopefully going to get a win in front of our home fans, in front of a sold-out crowd again, you know. So there's obviously a huge buzz. The World Cup has been great. You know, we've been doing pretty well. So it should be another fun one on Sunday.
Now, Julian, I know Joseph Martinez, per a story that we read a couple of days ago, obtained his green card. And in this same story, it referenced you in saying that you're working on getting your green card. What is the process that you have to go through to obtain your green card?
It's really up to the club. It's a bit of a longer process. I mean, it's up to the club to kind of decide if obviously who's important and who they want to give their green cards to. But it's a long process, I don't really want to go too much into detail because I think it just takes a really long time because it's a lot of waiting around and stuff like that. But everybody who's kind of gotten their green cards or visas or anything like that, it's a pretty long process where you have to fill out a lot of paperwork and get the right people and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm happy for Joseph that he got it now, I know he's been working for it a while. I talked to him yesterday about it, and he said, yeah, he just had to fly somewhere to kind of get it, and you know, it's been a long time coming for him, so I'm excited for him, and he's pretty happy about it too.
His midfielder, Julian Gressel, joins us right here. We greatly appreciate his time this morning here from Atlanta United to get the big ball game against the Seattle Sounders. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talk about that game a little bit. I know you guys are pretty heated. They're always very, very competitive games between Atlanta United and Seattle Sounders. Tell us what we can expect this Sunday.
I think it'll be a good game. You know, I mean, it doesn't come from nothing that they made the MLS Cup final 2 years in a row, you know, so it's definitely a quality team, even though the standings might not reflect it that way. But we have to be ready. We have to be prepared. And they just added another DP signing to their roster. So he might give them a little spark and a little different look. So we're going to have to be prepared for that. I'm excited, you know, like I said, to come out after the World Cup final and to basically step into a party house and what Mercedes-Benz is going to be like again. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. We'll be up for it, and we want to get the 3 points and make our fans happy.
Julian, you're a good-looking guy. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of you. Ronaldo, we were talking about just how good-looking this dude is. And D's sitting there with his hand. I'm just being honest here because I think it's very, very interesting. We talk about LeBron James, the Michael Jordans. When you're talking about superstars, Ronaldo's at the top of the list. Can you tell me what it's like when you go travel around the world and even here in Atlanta when you're out, you know, barring it up, boozing it up, having a good time with your friends and family, just how big soccer is here? It's amazing.
Yeah, no, it is. It's really, really big. And you don't have that everywhere in the U.S., every MLS city. You don't really – like, if I go out to dinner, I usually get recognized at least by 2-3 people, you know? And I don't think you can say that for anywhere else in the U.S., to be honest with you. I mean, in the whole world, like, in Europe and everything, it's even bigger, you know? It's unbelievable. You really can't – as Ronaldo, you really can't step foot outside because everybody would be swarming you. You wouldn't get anything done unless you have, like, your own security detail, I'm sure. I don't really know exactly how it feels because I haven't really been in that position, but soccer in general is so big, and it's getting – Atlanta is unbelievable because they obviously kind of carry that European feel to the U.S., and they kind of hold everybody else to a higher standard, even from a fan base standpoint. That's why this has been such an incredible – 1.5 seasons so far, and we're excited. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be part of it, and take it to those next levels.
Well, continue to get after, man. We greatly appreciate your time this morning. Julian Gressel joins us here from Atlanta United. Have a great game this Sunday. We appreciate your time, man. Thanks.
Have a good day.
I appreciate it.